I'm Jake. Welcome to the Lying Media Bastards radio show.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
La guitare pour faire un voyage bien loin. Mo ferme, mo lisier, mo laisse, mo la maîtrise, poté, mo laisse, mo l'esprit. Allez, m'écoute, mo les qui abatté. Soudain, mo les pieds commencent à taper. Un bel ça commence à trapper. Triste dans mon coin, pas connu. Pour faire mon prendre, la guitare pour faire un voyage bien loin. Mo ferme, mo lisier, mo laisse, mo la maîtrise, poté, mo laisse, mo l'esprit. Allez, m'écoute, mo les qui abatté. Soudain, mo les pieds commencent à taper. Un bel ça commence à trapper. Moi swing,
wap tu wap, wap tu wap.
Et à moi swinguer,
wap tu wap, wap tu wap.
Il fait à moi tape modé, il vient, il fait à moi sacouille, mon la tête, il fait à moi bouger. Il fait à moi les doigts galoper, il fait à moi vibrer, il fait à moi swinguer. Et à moi swing,
wap tu wap, wap tu wap.
Et à moi swinguer,
wap tu wap, wap tu wap.
Il fait à moi tape modé, il vient, il fait à moi sacouille, mon la tête, il fait à moi bouger. Il fait à moi les doigts galoper. Fais-moi swinguer. Quand vous faites un sport, vous swinguez. Quand vous faites un travail, vous swinguez. Quand vous faites l'amour, vous swinguez. Quand vous faites l'ouvrage, vous swinguez. Oh, swing, swing, swing. Marie-Lé, ça swing. Quand vous faites un sport, vous swinguez. Quand vous faites un travail, vous swinguez. Quand vous faites l'amour, vous swinguez. Quand vous faites swing, 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 swing.
Swing. vous swinguez, quand vous faites travail, vous swinguez, quand vous faites l'amour, vous swinguez, quand vous faites l'ouvrage, vous swinguez. Oh, swing, 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 marine, mais ça swing. Quand vous faites un sport, vous swinguez, quand vous faites travail, vous swinguez, quand vous faites l'amour, vous swinguez, quand vous faites l'ouvrage, vous swinguez. Oh, swing, swing, swing. My goodness, I swing. Oh, swing, swing, swing. My goodness, I swing. Oh, swing, swing, swing. My goodness, I swing. Oh, swing, swing, swing. My goodness, I.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Lying Mini Bastards radio show. That is, there's a band called Triton, or perhaps Triton, from Mauritius, which I'm pretty sure is a country in Africa. I'm American, so we often don't know these things. But, yeah, that was, I got this really great CD collection, one of those various artists. Various artists on a theme sort of CDs from my local library called Swing from Around the World. So that's going to be a bit of a theme on today's show, is I'll be playing a number of tracks from that. Because it's, you know, swing music, the type that many of us are used to from the 20s, 30s, 40s here in the United States. But here they're mixing it up with some native musical traditions from other parts of the world. So that's... Yeah, it's very good. I think you will enjoy. And then sort of another theme that's going on through today is we're sort of playing with styles, because right there we have the first theme, the swing music mixed with other musical traditions. We've also got a number of cover songs from different songs being covered in a different style than the original, for example. I believe I have a song here later that is a Smiths song. The Smiths, a well-known sort of moody, melancholy Britpop group, being done in a lounge style. I'll have a number of songs of that variety. I often do on this show. I can't get enough of finding stuff that seems interesting, and interesting sometimes just means different. And blah, blah, blah. So I'm Jake, Lying Mini Bastards Show, and I'll also be talking about Bill O'Reilly, net neutrality, the broadcast flag, minimum wage, Hamas, Prometheus Radio, and others, possibly. Oh, but so the theme today, as I was saying, was, well, musically we're going to be playing with some musical styles, playing some little games, if you will. But one group I'm not going to play, as I just found out about this group yesterday, Wu-Tang Latino. Wu-Tang Latino is apparently... Well, I heard one of their songs. Not bad. It was a cover of a Wu-Tang Clan song. A cover of Cream. C-R-E-A-M. Cash rules everything around me. Done in Spanish. By MCs who are fluent in Spanish, not the original members of Wu-Tang Clan. Pretty good song. But I do a little research on this band, and apparently this is a franchise. This appears to be a group of MCs endorsed by or assembled by the Wu-Tang Clan to cover Wu-Tang Clan songs in Spanish, which is creepy. This concept of taking your own band and making another version of it, like a franchise, I think is really the best word, and I don't like it. I don't like this idea of taking your music and making it a product on your own. You don't even need some corporate suit to try to take your personal expression and turn it into something interchangeable and modular. Wu-Tang Clan is doing that themselves. So, while I do like the sound of the songs, I think on principle I cannot play you the Spanish language, slightly Latined up Wu-Tang Clan songs of Wu-Tang Latino. So, yeah. Anyhow, I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastards. You want to make a song request, hop on your AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Send a message to a Radioactive SD. And as I was saying, playing with styles here. This next track, I played this band last week, The Boss Hoss. Boss Hoss is a German country western band that covers American and western pop songs. I guess this doesn't entirely fit the mold, this particular song, because it's not really an American pop song. It's this Russian girl group that was popular several years back, Tattoo. And they were the Russian schoolgirls who pretended to be lesbians to, get the pedophile market. It was kind of scary. Even more scary than Wu-Tang Latina. So here's the Boss Hoss. You'll see what I'm talking about. They're fun. The songs are fun. You probably wouldn't want to listen to a whole album of their stuff at once. But toss it into the mix, and it's a good time. Jake, Lying Media Bastards, thanks for listening.
All right.
Ooh, hey. It's only because I really feel has opened my eyes to ever believe such a perfect surprise.
I keep asking myself, wondering how I can close my eyes, but I can't block you out. I wanna fly to a place where it's just you and me, nobody else, so you can be free.
All the things you said, all the things you said, running through my head. All the things you said, running through my head.
untouchable. Getting mad blunted. Getting mad blunted.
My rhymes is the puss. Okay. Be out in the vouch, y'all see me do what it do. Gully broad, so sick of love songs too. Ain't nothing but the goodies when I'm opening my mouth. And since I took a break, then gained them tickets to the south. Super bitch, you bring it back, don't need no spinach. 10 years and got it in without so much as a blemish. I ain't finished, your whole hood beat. And you're too weak. We got that shit to turn a full street to Wolf Creek. Get possessed with that Emily spirit. Had these bitches fucked up, losing more than they hearing. It get even worse, yeah. If any men test her, you gon' come face to face with Winchesters, Bushmasters, Kempers, shit you ain't into. Can't get them in the hood, unless you tell them I'm sister.
Like winter weather, nigga, I move that work, do that dirt for that cheddar. Got niggas on my kadeem, got hustle for that kadeem. $100,000 car, let me step up on that sedan. Ladies, they love me all across the world. I'm gangster, so I keep a gangster girl. Don't fuck around with the young and I don't play that shit. I run up on you with your whip and straight spray that shit. You got it confused, damaging bruised dudes. We shoot out in brawls, get around like Machiavelli, Chagall. Keeps it rugged and raw, on the block with the raw. We go to war with the law. We stay banging the floor, rat. And them niggas stretch out on their back. It's a G thing, cold in the street thing. We do this for real. Fuck niggas, I don't care how they feel. Split feet, my ghetto past time is still. Oh, nigga, I'm
untouchable.
You niggas can't do me nothing. You figure they stupid bugging, get clapping the coupe for frontin'. Slapped on the stoop or something. Back on my ruthless gunning and strap while your crew be running. From every bullet popping up out of the Luger. Bussing and shout if the music bumping. Bounce with the movement, cuz quick. Out with the whack in with the news. See how the dude be strutting. A hot step. See how we do. See how my crew be rushing. Break dudes. Back of their head and heel of their boots. Block like we in the building and stack like a couple million. Act like you know the feeling, so crack just to feed my children. Black, I ain't wicked, stealing the truth. Are you busy stealing the proof that I have the oil for the booth for the mass appealing? Facts that I documented with tracks that I monumented with class that I own a godly level like an army destined to kill it. It's my profession and chill as a small suggestion. For real, I can never stop, so you probably would need to. We'll be right back.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Radioactive San Diego. RadioactiveRadio.org. I'm Jake, Lime Mini Bastard Show. That was just Mark Ronson and Alex Greenwald doing just the Radiohead cover, where they take the alt-rock tune and turn it into, I don't know, that was a jazzy pop thing. For that, Busta Rhymes, featuring Rod Digga and Spliff Star doing Untouchable. Produced by Clinton Sparks, I'm told. If the rest of the album is that good, man, I'm going to have to get that. I don't like Busta Rhymes. I don't think he's that good. Actually, well, he's got a good voice, but I always disliked his persona. The, look at me, I'm crazy. You know, he's trying to convince us all that he's crazy. And I was never buying it. Doesn't matter. So I got him and his flip mode squad. And then I think his counterpart there, I believe Spliff Star is sort of the sidekick to Busta Rhymes. And I think if Spliff Star wants to ever make it big on his own, he's going to have to change the name, because most music businesses are not going to want to deal with somebody with a sort of a drug-related name like that. For that, Nine Inch Nails doing the big come down off of the Fragile double album. And we started that off with the Boss Hoss doing all the things she said, covering the song of the two Russian pop stars of Tattoo. So, newsy news. First, I'm going to have to comment. Let me step back. Let me talk about last week's show. This is a sort of academic. This is cultural. Last week, played a song, an old-timey 50s song by the Leuven Brothers called In the Pines. Very melancholy. It's really, really old country, so it sounds like hillbilly music. It sounds like they're about to start yodeling at any moment. And, yeah. But, and I had a friend here, my special co-DJ Taylor, who did not want to talk. He said, hey, that song sounds like that one Nirvana song from their Unplugged album. Oh, which one? And we look through and we find a listing of the songs from the Unplugged album. We're all, wait, no, there's no song called In the Pines. I don't know which one you meant. Yeah, this did kind of sound like that. But I'll play that next. That'll be an interesting contrast. So we put on the song, and at this point I figure they must be different songs, and I'm probably a little disdainful of Taylor. Oh, Taylor, no, those are not the same songs. I guess not disdainful, patronizing. They sound very similar, but they're not the same song. It's an easy mistake to make, old chap. And then I'm playing the Nirvana song, and some of the same lyrics are in both songs. The Nirvana song called Where Did You Sleep Last Night has the refrain, in the pines, much like the song. The previous song, In the Pines, also has the phrase, in the pines. So I am kind of an asshole. Let me find out what's going on. Now, the songs didn't have sound enough the same, or have enough of the same lyrics for me to think that this was a cover, that Nirvana covered the Leuven Brothers. So I did a little research, and I put a link on my site to the article about it. In the Pines is apparently a folk song which was, they think, started, created, written, whatever, in the southern Appalachian Mountains in the 1870s. Very few of us would have expected a grunge band of the 1990s to be playing songs written in 1870, but there you go. Actually, the song has a very long, interesting history. They said it's been, somebody did a research project on a master's thesis or something, and they found over 130 documented versions of the song. In each version, they take some words out, put some new words in, change the order of things, and it changes the meaning tremendously. It's just, in every single version, it's kind of creepy, kind of spooky, kind of lonely. And there's often a woman being murdered in it for allegedly cheating on her man. So, interesting. But I did want to comment. We have interesting quotes from two of this nation's top newsmen. One of them is Bill O'Reilly. Let me shut down the music, my background music, and just play the Bill O'Reilly quote. Sometimes it works that I can play both. I can play the background music and the audio clip of some news person acting like an ass. But it's hard. It doesn't work so well always. And this is important that we hear what O'Reilly is saying. Let me crank this up so we get every phrase, every syllable of Bill O'Reilly here. He's speaking about the U.S. occupation in Iraq.
So, because what you have here now is a tipping point in history. A tipping point in history. So you have to win the Iraq situation. Now, to me, they're not fighting it hard enough. See, if I'm president, I got probably another 50, 60,000 with orders to shoot on sight anybody violating curfews. Shoot them on sight. That's me. President O'Reilly, curfew in Ramadi, 7 o'clock at night. You're on the street, you're dead. I shoot you right between the eyes. Okay? That's how I run that country, just like Saddam ran it. Saddam didn't have explosions. He didn't have bombers, did he? Because if you got out of line, you're dead. Now, is that the kind of country I want for Iraq? No. But you have to have that for a few months to stabilize the situation so the Iraqi government can get organized, can get security in place, and get the structure going. So any area that is giving you trouble, you have a 7-to-7 curfew. And you can't come out of your house. That's it. And if you do, we shoot you. That's how you control it. All right?
So, in the past, Bill O'Reilly has often told us that he's not a Democrat, he's not a Republican, he's an independent. Which is all questionable, but he has to always defend himself. No, I'm not a Republican. No, I'm not a Republican. I'm my own man. I'm making my own mind. It looks like he might have been telling the truth. He's not a Republican. He's a Baathist. I would run that country like Saddam Hussein. Who the fuck is this guy? He's, yeah, you know, you gotta go around shooting innocent people in the fucking eyes. It's just what you do. It's the way you get stabilized. Only for a few months, you know. So, how would we describe that political point of view? Is that fascist? Is that totalitarian? Dictatorial? Murderous? So many options, so many ways of describing it. That's creepy. That's creepy that Bill O'Reilly wants to tell us all about how he would kill all sorts of Iraqis just because they were outside their homes at night. Yeah. So two points of interest there. One, he doesn't know what he's talking about in the first place. Bill O'Reilly has no training. He has no knowledge of history or political science because we see him every week. He's making shit up and being wrong. When he says this is the way you stabilize a country, it's my, I believe, I guess I could check his bio, but I believe that Bill O'Reilly has stabilized very few countries. Very few occupations of other nations that he himself has run, which would mean he doesn't really know what a good way of stabilizing an occupied country facing a brutal insurgency campaign. I don't think he knows how to do that. Second, Jesus, he wants to kill people. So that's going to be the key fact. If you ever occupy a nation and you want to find someone to stabilize it, don't hire Bill O'Reilly because he'll go around shooting people. Just a warning. Second newsman that we have to talk about, Dan Rather. Dan Rather, it sounds like fairly unceremoniously, was dumped from CBS News this week. He'd been planning for quite some time to retire. He announced, yes, I'm going to retire, and then just bam. You heard almost nothing. There wasn't, you know, a week's worth of retrospectives. Oh, great going, Dan Rather. Dan Rather, American hero, nothing. He's just gone. And granted, he doesn't deserve much. He was a news anchor, which means you read stuff off a teleprompter. I can't emphasize this enough. If you're, for some reason, news anchors have this huge amount of respect, despite the fact they don't do their own reporting. They just sit there. They sit there and read. As I'm reminded here in an article by Norman Solomon, the columnist, he does a weekly media column. He reminds us that after September 11th, Dan Rather said on the David Letterman show, George Bush is the president, he makes the decisions. Speaking as one American, whenever he wants me to line up, just tell me where, he'll make the call. He's my commander-in-chief. Now, one that says something about, if you're a journalist, there's this whole idea that you're supposed to be independent of the government, you're supposed to be skeptical of the government, etc. He's, at this point, is saying, I will believe what the president wants me to believe, I will do what he tells me to do, I'm his slave. Now, what's creepy to me in there is when he calls the president his commander-in-chief, because that's this myth. The president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. It's in the Constitution. Commander-in-chief of the armed forces. He's not the commander-in-chief of the country. He's not the commander-in-chief of the American citizenry. If he tells, you know, some Marine, go do this, okay, he's that guy's commander-in-chief. That Marine's got to go do it. If he tells me, go do this, I can say, go fuck yourself. Because I'm not in the military. He's not my commander-in-chief. And you think that Dan Rather, the respected news anchor, would know that. But no, apparently not. Now, Dan Rather, in his resignation, quitting, whatever speech, he ends it this way. Well, should we read the whole thing? No, because it doesn't matter too much. But the last paragraph, it is a four-paragraph thing where he says, you know, yes, I love CBS, too bad we're parting ways. Next one is, yeah, I'm going to... I don't even care about the second one. His third one, this sounds like some controversy. It says, too much is made of anchors and their personalities, their ups and downs. The larger issue, the role of a free press, the role of a free press and of honest, real news in a democracy, the role of technology in supporting a free press, the, quote, corporatization, unquote, of news and its effects on news content, all deserve more attention, more discussion, and more passionate debate. And he's right. Those are important things. They deserve more discussion and more passionate debate. Where were you? You were the news anchor. You were... Theoretically, as the guy on top, you could have said, you know what? Let's do more stories on the corporatization of news, on the role of technology in supporting a free press, and the role of democracy in news. Didn't hear him saying that while he was a journalist. Now that he's quit, oh, now we can say, oh, a lot of problems, controversy. That's just sad. It happens all the time, too. Guys wait till they quit when they can't have any effect. And then they say, oh, serious problems. People need to do something. Blah, 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 blah. Jerk. Anyhow, I'm Jake. I'm Meaty Bastard Show. I don't like those guys I was just talking about. That might have shown through. But I got music for you. You like music. You liking the rock and the roll. So next song, Peaches. Peaches has a new album, which I believe is called Impeach My Bush. No sexual innuendo implied whatsoever. This song here, I guess this actually fits into what I've been told. There's some trend stories lately saying that there are young women, I guess teenagers and college-age girls, who will go out in bars and their male friends or acquaintances egg them on into making out with each other, and they do as this sort of pathetic display of entertaining the men, not really making out with these women because they actually want to or are attracted to them. It's just this, let's do what the guys with the balls tell us to do, which is not good. But Peaches here flips the whole thing on its head. And in this song, she portrays a woman who wants to take a guy home with her, who is attracted to this guy, wants to show him a good time, but first she insists that he get it on with another guy, much the same way that these guys are trying to encourage the women to get it on for their own amusement. Peaches wants the guys to get it on for Peaches' amusement. So, high time that we flip the script here. I'm Jake, Lime Media Bastards. Here's a dirty song.
Guys, for just when you realize there's nothing left to regret. Move on over, number one's about to rock it. I'll slip on when you boys are in a French knot. We'll play a game, it's like you're gonna get hot. That's the time you're gonna get so damn hot. You wanna see my pussy pop, 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 pop. I'll be hitting the bottom, you'll be blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top.
Two guys for every girl, every girl. Two guys for every girl, every girl.
No, 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 baby, I ain't carrying mace. Did you feel something just spray in your face? He's covered in marmalade. He's covered in marmalade. He's covered in marmalade. He's covered in marmalade. Slapping those dicks all over the place. Rubbing that shit all up in your face. Slapping those dicks all over the place. Rubbing that shit all up in your face.
Thank you. be the first time. Lord knows it will be the first time.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Radioactive San Diego, the Lying Media Bastard Show. That is, there was Om Guru doing that Smiths cover, lounge style, the one I was mentioning earlier in the broadcast. Before that, we had Smush. Smush is the alternative rock pop group of two sisters who are 12 years old and 14 years old. So if you thought that song was not good, and think, you know, those two, they have two, get only room to get better. They're playing that well, that young. And I think they're interesting, and I saw them live some months back, and I was really impressed with the skill and showmanship in such young people. Before that, we had the Bananas doing 4 a.m., then we had a swing song. Sadly, I forgot to put down the name of the band, but this was the French. The French / Romani swing song called Gypsy Fire. They talked about, I read in the liner notes, they were talking about the performer. He was French, but he'd always had this draw to gypsy culture, to Roma culture. And he incorporated a lot of their stylings in his own swing music. And then we started off with Peaches doing Two Guys. Guess not literally doing Two Guys, but you know what I mean. What to talk about? Oh, first, I have an admission. Last little talking thing, I talked about Bill O'Reilly and his desire to be like Saddam Hussein, and I told the joke that Saddam Hussein is not a Republican, he's a Baathist. That's not my joke. I stole that joke from a fellow named T-Rex, who writes on a blog called Fire Dog Lake. But it was too good, so I stole it. So, props to T-Rex, who will never know that I took his joke. what else here? There's so much, it's driving me nuts. There's so many media issues right now up in Congress that it's... I should probably do a whole separate show. I might do this. I might do a separate podcast to put on my website from home that just talks about these media issues. I might do that. But we have more talks about media ownership. There's the possibility of another huge merger, I think, of AT&T and Verizon. Some big media merger like that. Telecom merger. There's the possibility of some low-power FM, low-power radio licenses coming out again. There's supposedly the possibility of some full-power radio licenses becoming available again for community use. You have the net neutrality issue. That's actually something you should look at today. SaveTheInternet.com. Supposedly, the Congress is looking at the net neutrality bills right now. Net neutrality is the principle that says that if you pay your internet bills, you deserve to be treated the same as everyone else, no matter how much, no matter who you are or what information you're trying to transmit. The big telecom companies think that it would be cool if they could charge everybody extra money, you know, so they would charge you on both ends. So you'd get charged to, like, say, if you wanted to visit my website, they'd charge you for your, you know, your monthly fee, internet fee to see that, and then they'd charge me sort of a protection fee to make sure that they didn't choose to have my site download at an incredibly slow speed. So it'd be like, if you want to keep, if you're a service provider or if you're a content provider, you own a website, you run a streaming internet audio station, for example, that you would have to pay money to make sure that you continue to provide your content and service at the regular speeds, and people don't turn away from you because, you know, AT&T Internet decides you didn't make your payment, so they're gonna stream out your signal at, you know, 1/10 the speed that everybody else gets. Also, before Congress, we got the broadcast flag, which is this idea, this ridiculous idea that you should. If you are creating some sort of product that would transmit broadcast or so something that would involve media, you know, you've created some sort of television related product, some radio related product, you would have to prove before you got the right to use to patent it or whatever, you would have to prove that it will not in any way harm the financial interests of existing entertainment companies. The big thing this comes up is basically, for example, like TiVo, they were talking about putting in a broadcast flag, which would make it so that any program has this flag. It is somehow electronically tagged. So, and that tag would prevent you from doing what you wanted with that file. You couldn't just record something off the TV and then put it on your email it to your friend or put it on YouTube or whatever. No, you've suddenly your media that you paid money to get or obtained legally or I suppose illegally, you can't do what you want with it. They're going to tell you what you can do with it. And what you can do with it is the most restrictive form possible because they want to make money off you. So they are assholes. But yeah, like I'm saying, maybe I'll do a little special report about all the media stuff. I should. As media guy, I'm talking myself into it, as maybe you can tell. If I repeat this enough times, I will talk myself into it. And I will go ahead and take on this project. Yeah. Also, media-related, this weekend, Allied Media Conference in Bowling Green, Ohio. I went last year. It was fun. Met some good folks. Met the Media Geek from the Media Geek Radio Show. Met DIY Media. Met John Anderson, who does the Media Minute and the DIYmedia.net website. Met the fellow who does CounterRecruiter.net, even though I don't think that site is up anymore. And, yeah, I mean, I probably would have met more people, except I'm fairly antisocial. I was, Oh, also met Anarcho Geek. The fellow who does anarchogeek.com and one of the key programmers for Odeo, which is one of the more interesting podcast services out there. I would recommend checking them out. Where was I going with this? Oh, totally unrelated, but important issue. Minimum wage. As I wrote on my website earlier in the week, Congress passed a bill last week, 1 week from today, which gave themselves a 2% cost of living wage increase to their pay. I believe that it is equivalent of $3,000 a year. $3,000 extra dollars a year. So they're in total, I believe if you're in Congress, if you're in the House, you make $168,000 a year. If you're in the Senate, I think you make like $220,000. And as our pal Anarcho Geek pointed out on my site, he said that a lot of the congressmen, this is not even their top source of income. They're investors, they have family businesses, they're on boards of directors, they got the buku dollars coming from other places. So last week they passed themselves a cost of living raise, which, kind of reasonable. The whole idea of cost of living is that prices go up, there's inflation, etc., and that if you don't get a raise to match that, you're actually losing money. You're losing purchasing power every year. So I guess I can't hold that too much against them, giving themselves the cost of living wage increase. But this week, on Tuesday, was it? On Tuesday, the Congress votes against a raise to the U.S. minimum wage. That is $5.15 per hour. They have refused to vote in a minimum wage increase federally every year since 1997. Now, we in California are lucky we have a slightly higher minimum wage. I'm actually lucky myself. I haven't made minimum wage in quite some time. I've made more than that. So I have to look up my resources here. $6.75 an hour is the minimum wage in California, which is substantially above the minimum wage federally. So apparently, given inflation and all that, the minimum wage is in, you know, once you calculate purchasing power, minimum wage is the lowest it's been in 51 years. In other words, if you're making minimum wage now, you would have actually been making more money, relatively speaking, in minimum wage in the 50s. That's not progress. That's bad. Also says here that 83% of Americans, if they favor an increase in the minimum wage, and yet the fuckers in Congress keep saying, no, you see, you can't raise the minimum wage because it's hard on small business and you're going to lose jobs. People are going to lose jobs because of the more money it's going to be needed to pay the new minimum wage, the raise in it. I hurt my voice. But that's possibly true. You know, that makes sense when you whip out your supply and demand graph. But your supply and demand graph isn't always telling you the truth. And on top of that, there's the question of how much. Let's say we believe our supply and demand graph. You know, so does the raise in minimum wage? Okay, let's say that it does cause you some lost jobs. How many? And how much is the minimum wage raised? And what's, you know, how do things balance out in that? You know, like if you lose one job across the country and raise the minimum wage a dollar, you know, that's probably a worthwhile exchange. But they don't bother looking into that. I'm pleased to hear the Democrats are saying that this is going to be one of their own wedge issues for this upcoming congressional election. They're saying they're going to attach this minimum wage bill to everything. Every bill that the Republicans try to pass, they're going to attach this minimum wage bill to, which over the course of 2 years would raise the minimum wage from $5.15 an hour to $7.25 an hour. Still, I don't think that gets us anywhere near a living wage for Americans, but still. Wow. Here's another fun fact. This Congress, okay, since the last minimum wage raise in 97, Congress has voted itself 9 pay hikes, which equals about $35,000 a year. Good to know. But I'm looking here, there's a website, WashingtonMonthly.com, and they've got an article about minimum wage and this supposedly losing jobs thing. And they're saying that statistically, raising the minimum wage has either had no effect or little effect on low-wage employment, and usually it is teenagers who are trying to make extra money. Well, I don't know. I suppose you got some teenagers who are desperately trying to raise money to help their families and go to college. Some of them are just kids looking for extra pocket money. They're the ones who get hit the most from the minimum wage hikes. They're the ones who get fired or who have their jobs cut, but only a small number of them. But frequently, there's no change. It says here that in Britain, They had a national minimum wage raised for 1999. Had no effect on employment at all. So they're going to blow that smoke. And the Republicans for this congressional election seem to be pushing real hard on the buttons of if we get out of the war in Iraq, then we're cowards, and we don't want to be cowards. Of course, that's very easy to say when you don't have to face any bullets, any explosive devices, or any grieving family members who you might have made into widows and orphans. They're also pushing very hard on the homophobia button. They were trying to pass a constitutional amendment, actually banning gay marriage, which was really dumb. And though everybody knew it wasn't going to pass, that was just about riling people up. It was pretty pathetic. And then what else was there? There was, the racism button. Ah, yes, the nativist, the xenophobia button. The illegal immigrants, they're coming to get us, they're coming to get us. Again, I've read some studies which say that illegal immigration does not affect American jobs, does not raise the unemployment level among non-illegal immigrants. And the biggest potential impact is they say that it has among low-income high school workers with no skills, that the influx of labor from Latin America, from illegal immigrants, lowers their wages by about 3%. But I have a solution to that. We raise the minimum wage. I have solved the illegal immigration quote-unquote problem. Thank you very much. God bless, etc. Yeah, I think I'm done. I think I've run out of things to say. I'm Jake Lang, Media Bastard Show. Thanks for listening. I got a hankering right now. I'm going to play some Power Man 5000. Power Man 5000 is a goofy metal group. I don't think they try to be. They just are. And a bit of a camp edge to them. They're sort of the like White Zombie, how they were real big on like 50s monsters and stuff like that. Let's say White Zombie is to Satan what Power Man 5000 is to Flash Gordon, or possibly as Power Man 5000 is to Ming the Merciless, the villain in the Flash Gordon series. That works. I'm sticking with this analogy. I'm gonna play a couple of Power Man 5000 songs. I'll try to get some more of my international swing music into the mix before we get out of here. I'm Jake. Thanks for listening. Here we go. I'm out.
Bye. by Gloria Carter and Agnes Reed, who made love on the sycamore tree, which makes me a more sicker MC. My mama would claim 10 pounds when I was born, I didn't give her no pain. Although through the years I gave her her fish, yeah, I gave her a first real scare. I made it for birth when I got here. She knows my purpose wasn't purpose. I ain't perfect, I care, but I feel worthless, cause my shirts was a match in my gear. Now I'm scratching the surface, cause what's buried under there was a kid torn apart once his pop disappeared. I went to school, got good grades, could behave when I wanted, but I had demons deep inside that were raised when confronted. Hold on.
Sean was a very shy child growing up. He was into sports, and a funny story is, at four, he taught himself how to ride a bike. A two-wheel at that. Isn't that special? But I noticed a change in him when me and my husband broke up.
Now all the teachers couldn't reach me and my mama couldn't beat me hard enough to match the pain of my pop not seeing me. So, with that stain in my membrane, got on my pimp game, fuck the world. My defense came, then the haven introduced me to the game. Spanish Jose introduced me to Kane. I'm a hustler now, my gear is in and I'm in the in crowd. And all the wavy light-skinned girls are loving me now. My self-esteem went through the roof, man, I got my swag. Got a vote from this girl when the man got back. Plus I hit my mama with cash from a show that I had. Supposedly knowing nobody paid jazz, whack ass. I'm getting ahead of myself, by the way I can rap. That came second to me moving this crack. Give me a second, I swear, I would say about my rap career. The 96 came, niggas, I'm here. Goodbye.
Sean used to be in the kitchen beating on the table and rapping and at the wee hours of the morning. And then I brought him a boombox, and his sisters and brothers said that he would drive them nuts. But that was my way to keep him close to me and out of trouble.
Goodbye to the game, all the spoils, the adrenaline rush. Your blood boils, you in a spot, knowing cops can rush. And you in a drop, you so easy to touch. No 2 days are alike, except the first of 15, pretty much. And trust, it's a word you seldom hear from us. Hustlers, we don't sleep, we rest one eye up. In the drought to find a man, when the well dries up. You learn to work the water, without work you thirst till you die. Yup! Niggas get tired of a product, the little brothers ring fingers get cut up, the show mothers, they really got them. And this is the stress I live with, till I decided to try this rap shit for a living. I pray I'm forgiven for every bad decision I made, every sister I played. Cause I'm still paranoid to this day, and it's nobody fault. I made the decisions I made, this is the life I chose, the rather the life that chose me. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. You can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade.
Scab, or will you be a man?
This has been another edition of the Lying Media Bastards radio show. I don't know who I've been playing for the past 20 minutes. I've been very confused. If you really want to know who those artists are, email me and I'll tell you. My website, more information, lyingmediabastards.com, and I think today or tomorrow, at least by this weekend, I'll be getting up a big old post about all of the media issues that are currently confronting us. Now remember, I can give you all that information, but if you don't do anything about it, then nothing happens. My article will just be to inform you what rights you've lost. So I'm Jake. Talk to you all next week. I'm going to get off and I'm going to play with some DJ software I've just installed on the computer, possibly ensuring a more interesting listening blah 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 for you in the future.